And why do we sit up there and talk about stuff being given to the Dodgers? Look at them. Look at the numbers. Look at what's transpiring. Where the hell are the bats? Mookie Betts, 5 of 38. That's a 132 batting average. 2 runs, not a single homer, 2 RBIs. Last night, game 5, top 4 hitters for the Dodgers are a collective 4 for 30. That's a 133 batting average. No runs, no RBIs, no at-bats with runners in scoring position over the last 2 games. 1-4 hitters in game 5. Otani, Will Smith, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, a combined 1 for 15. No runs, no RBIs, no walks, 8 strikeouts. You, Blake Snell, you didn't pitch an awful game, as they say, but damn, after getting smacked around in game 1 the way that you did, you give up a home run on the first pitch of the game? The first pitch of the game on your home turf, you give up a home run. Gave up 2 home runs in his first 3 pitches of the game. 3 pitches, 2 home runs, immediately down 2-0 in a game you absolutely positively had to have. That's the Los Angeles Dodgers right now. I mean, it's pretty freaking bad. And I'm looking at the Blue Jays, and I'm saying, how are you going to beat these brothers 2 games in a row? By the way, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., he has more home runs with 8 than strikeouts in this postseason. Dodgers in trouble. It would not surprise me at all. I hope I'm wrong, because I picked the Dodgers to win this in 6 games, even though I've been telling everybody from day 1 it could easily go 7. But my mentality is, okay, fine, do what you got to do. You know what? If Dodgers win, if it takes 7, it takes 7. Now, I'm not sure it's going 7 the other way. The Toronto Blue Jays, character-wise, ladies and gentlemen, this is what it says about you. When you lose an 18-inning game, when you are exhausted, when you've got nothing and you left it all out there on the field and essentially playing 2 games back-to-back and you end up losing that World Series game, you have any idea what kind of mental toughness you got to have to turn right around 17 hours later and spank their asses the way the Blue Jays spanked the Dodgers in game 4? And then to repeat it in game 5 speaks even higher for about the Toronto Blue Jays. They ain't scared. They ain't wilting beneath the pressure. This is who the hell they are. We better recognize.